نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. In today's majlis, I just want to share a few ahadith that we have read in Mishkat Sharif regarding the tilawat of Quran Kareem. And some points I'll also want to add to that, inshallah, with regard to the spiritual benefits as well as the physical benefits of tilawat of Quran. There are physical benefits also that we generally don't know about. Mostly we know about spiritual benefits, but we generally don't know about the physical benefits also that Allah Ta'ala blesses a person that recites the Quran Kareem. So inshallah we'll go through some of it today in today's majlis. Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial inshallah. The riwayat is narrated by Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna hadhihi al-qulub tasda'u kama yasda'u al-hadid. That surely these hearts, they get zang, they get rust, like how the steel gets rust. Idha asabahu al-ma'u, if water touches it, then what happens to steel? Everything rusts. We are living right here in front of the ocean. We can hear the waves as we are sitting here. Now, with the benefit of the waves, what happens? You get rust also. That's why the cars at the coast, they start rusting. They say, when you buy a car, don't buy from the coast. You must buy a car from inland. There's no rust that side. So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving an example, making us understand. He says, just like how the steel rusts because of moisture in the air, in the same way, we commit so much guna. Every day we're committing guna. Thousands and thousands of guna. Millions and millions of guna we are committing. Obviously it's going to have a negative impact on our hearts. It's just like the rust on the steel. Right? So now what's the solution? So people say the car must take it to go do rust proofing. So they put some yellow medicine in all the joints and all the hinges and under, say it doesn't rust. It won't clear it, but it will delay the rusting. It won't stop it completely, but it will delay it. So they say, send for rust proofing. So it's just delaying. But Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if the hearts get rusted, then what's the solution for that? He says, وَمَا جِلَاوَا قِلَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ وَمَا جِلَاوَا. How are we going to polish the heart once it's rusted? Now obviously you can't send your heart to the heart surgeon and tell him, take it out, wash it, put it back. Here the jila is qala kathratu dhikri al-maut wa tilawatu al-Quran. How are we going to clean the heart? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, remember maut. Because once you remember maut, then you're cleansing your heart of ghairullah. Wa ma siwallah. Whatever is in the heart, wa ma siwallah, let it all go. Let it all go. In the heart should only be Allah. In the heart, it should only be Allah Ta'ala. Today we done in the sabah of Mishkat Sharif, in my hasha, I got written there. We are discussing Ismi Azam. Ismi Azam means that name of Allah Ta'ala, that if you take that name, whatever you dua you made is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Right? So, it's not part of my what I was supposed to talk about, but I'll just turn a little bit. Now, they say this, in the hadith it comes, there's two ayats there. From amongst those two ayats, one of those words there is the Ismi Azam. That means Allah Ta'ala's name. That if you take his name and you make dua, that dua is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. That's called Ismi Azam. So Allah Ta'ala has kept it a secret. He hasn't divulged it to us, so there's different opinions. But within these two ayats, the hadith sharif says, Alif Lam Mim, Allahu la ilaha illa wal hayyul qayyum. So you got Alif Lam Mim. Some people say Alif Lam Mim is the Ismi Azam itself. Alif Lam Mim itself is Ismi Azam. That's one opinion. Allah, the name Allah also is Ismi Azam. Could be Ismi Azam. Al Hayyul Qayyum, those attributive names of Allah, that could be Ismi Azam. And then the second ayat is wa ilahukum ilahu wahid la ilaha illa huwa ar-rahmanur rahim. So basically I was telling the students that these are the six names that we can extract from these two verses: alif lam mim, Allah, al-hayy, al-qayyum, ar-rahman, ar-rahim. From within these six names here, inshallah thumma inshallah, the ismi azam is one of them. You see? Now, in the hasha I was telling you, Maulana Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that generally the mashhur qawl is the word Allah is Ism-i-Azam. But we don't feel the effect of it, ta'asir, is because when we take the Ism-i-Azam, our heart is not cleansed of ma'asi wallah. Our heart, when we take the Ism-i-Azam, we're not feeling the ta'asir of it. Why we're not feeling the ta'asir of it? Because the heart is not cleansed of ma'asi wallah. Ma'asi wallah means besides Allah. First cleanse the heart of ma'asi wallah, then say the word Allah, then see what how the dua is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. You see? So the idea is to polish the heart. Take out the ma'asi wallah from the heart. Then you pick up your hands and then you say, Ya Allah, and see how the dua gets accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Ajiba. And also, there are other opinions also, Malik al-Mulk, all these names also can be the Ism-i-Azam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many aqwal. Nevertheless, how are we going to polish the heart? So the Hadith Sharif says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the tilawat of the Qur'an al-Kareem is what we're going to use to polish the heart. That riwayat comes in Bayhaqi. There's another riwayat also, when Abi Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يقول الرب تبارك وتعالى, Allah ta'ala says, Hadith al-Qudsi, من شغله القرآن عن ذكري ومسألتي. That person, the Qur'an keeps him busy. There's no time for zikr because he's busy making tilawat. And he doesn't even have time to make dua also, because whole day and whole night is busy with the tilawat of Qur'an al-Kareem. أَعْطَيْتُهُ أَفْزَلَ مَا أُعْطِيَ السَّائِلِ. I will give him more better than what I give a person who makes dua. Because he doesn't have the time to engage in dua. He's engaging in tilawat. So if he was going to ask me, I'll give him more better than what he was going to ask me also. Even if he never asked me. Allahu Akbar. This is the barakat of tilawat. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, وَفَضْلُ الْكَلَامِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَلَامِ كَفَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَى خَلْقِهِ. If you want to compare Allah and his makhluk, it's like, if you want to compare the Qur'an with the, besides that, the ibarats and that text and that speeches that's besides the Qur'an, there's no comparison. It's like comparing Allah and the makhluk, there's no comparison. That is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Riwayat comes in Tirmidhi Sharif. I'll give one more riwayat. It has been narrated by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, anna al-Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, qira'atul Qur'an fi salati afzalu min qira'atul Qur'an fi ghayri salah. To recite Qur'an in the namaz itself is more virtuous than reciting Qur'an outside the namaz. Because obviously in namaz you're actually talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're making khitab with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obviously you're going to get more sawab. That's why our akabir ulama, a portion of their Qur'an they should read in tahajjud. It's very mashhur. Hazrat Mawa Ismail Qatrana sahab rahmatullah alayhi, Mawa Khalifa of Hazrat Mawa Masullah rahmatullah alayhi, he used to get up for tahajjud. Malum kitne saalon tak tahajjud mein khatam karte the Hazrat. In his read, his Quran was pakka. He was the ustad of so many hufaz in that era especially. And said that he used to get up tahajjud time and stand in front of Allah and make his tilawat at that time. So imagine in the namaz. Nabi alayhi salam also. Sorry, but if you have how many hours and hours to spend at night making tilawat of Quran al-Kareem till his feet used to swell. It comes in the riwayats. His feet used to swell. So, reciting Qur'an in the namaz. And we, unfortunately, make Allah make us maaf, but we like the smallest surahs. The smallest surahs, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ وَهَدْ إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَا and وَالْعَصْرِ. That's our favorite surahs. You see, because quick exit. But let's change the tartib a little bit. So read a little bit longer surahs also in our namaz. And some people, they ask me, Mufti Sahab, how must I get concentration in my namaz? So I tell them, don't read the same surahs all the time. If you're going to read the same surahs all the time, then it's like you are machined into reading it. You don't have to pay too much attention. So that's why your mind's going to drift. So if you want to get khushu and khudu in the salah, don't keep on reading the same surahs all the time. Keep on changing your surahs. Because every time you change the surah, means you've got to concentrate again to the new surah. Do you understand? So one way of getting khushu and khudu in salah, when we're making tilawat, is don't repeat the same surahs, change the surahs. In that way, inshallah, our tawajjuh will be more focused towards the tilawat we are making in the salat. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, وَقِرَاءَةُ الْقُرْآنِ فِي غَيْرِ الصَّلَاةِ أَفْضَلُ مِنَ التَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ. Now, we have to sit and make tasbih and takbir, zikrullah. But first preference should be given to tilawat over the zikr also. Even more preference should we give to tilawat. Normally we spend time making zikr also. But if you never have time to do zikr and you spend your time in tilawat, that's more better for you. وَالتَّسْبِيْ أَفْضَلْ مِنَ الصَّدَقَةِ. And to read subhanallah, alhamdulillah, that's more better than giving sadaqah. وَالصَّدْقَةُ أَفْضَلْ. And sadaqah is أَفْضَلْ مِنَ الصَّوْمِ. And sadaqah is more better than fasting also. وَالصَّوْمُ جُنَّةٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. And fasting is a shield from the fire of Jahannam. And in the hasha they got there, how can it be that tasbih is more better than sadaqah? How can it be that tasbih is more better than jihad also? Is more better than jihad also, and better than sawm also. One riwayat it came is more better than jihad also. And one riwayat came is more better than sawm also. How can it be? So I saw the fine print. The fine print says, لِأَنَّ الْمَقْصُودَ مِنْ جَمِيعِ الْعِبَادَاتِ ذِكْرُهُ. Because all these things that we're doing, whether we're giving sadaqah, whether we are going in jihad, whether we are fasting, the ultimate objective of it is the zikr of Allah. And so that is the indirect. And when you say Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, that is direct. So imagine so much of virtue in the tasbihat, more than sawm, more than sadaqah, and more than jihad also. Imagine when you're reciting the Quran Kareem, which is more virtuous than even the tasbihat of Allah Ta'ala. What a great virtue to recite the Quran Kareem. There's so much of ahadith we have covered, so much of reward. For example, if one person after every salah, if he reads Ayatul Kursi, after every first salah, if he dies, he goes straight to Jannat. After every first salah, recite Ayatul, don't run away. Don't rush from the door. Don't become speedy Gonzales. Keep on running, running. Where are you running to? Wait. First read your Ayatul Kursi. Then you leave from the masjid. In that waqfa, if your mouth is written, you go in Jannat. After every namaz must read. In one riwayat we have come across, whoever says, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم, three times. And then he reads the last ayat of Surah Hashar. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة والرحمن الرحيم till the end. Those ayat there. And then if he passes away after reading that ayat, Allah will give him the maqam of shahada. He'll die as a shaheed. Everybody of us should have tamanna of dying as a shaheed, as a martyr. So if you read, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم, and then after that he read those last ayat of Surah Al-Hashr, and then he passed away, he gets the benefit and reward of dying as a shaheed. Then we done in one riwayat that whoever reads Surah Ahad, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد, 100 times before sleeping, Allah Ta'ala will say, يَقُولُ رَبْ يَا عِبَادِي أُدْخُلْ أَنْ يَمِينِكَ الْجَنَّةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will tell him, you must enter from the right side into Jannah. Read 100 times, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ before we sleep. How difficult is that? قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ, everybody knows قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ. And in one riwayat it came, عَلِّمْنِ شَيْئًا أَقُولُهُ إِذَا أَوَيْتُ إِلَى فِرَاشِ. Teach me something that when I go on my bed, on my pillow, I can read something. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, اِقْرَأْ قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. You must recite, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. فَإِنَّهَا بَرَاءَةٌ مِّنَ الشِّرْكِ. A person who reads قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ and then he sleeps away, Allah will save him from shirk, from assigning partners with Allah Ta'ala. Now is this difficult? It's not difficult. Just that we need to become more focused and bring it into our lives. Then how much sawab are we going to get? And reciting Qur'an Kareem every day. These are some of the spiritual benefits of the jila, of the heart. So that people who recite Qur'an, hey, there are people, Mawlana, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. For years and years they read, especially our lady folk. They sit at home. So many of them, they recite Quran Kareem. One of my aunties, she passed away, Allah make her maghfirat. Between Asr and Maghrib, she passed away. And if, I don't know for how many years she must have read Quran, maybe about 20 plus years. Husband passed away many years ago. So she was a widow. So she should recite a lot of Quran. Till the last day, she passed away between Asr and Maghrib, clutching the Quran in her hand. Waiting for Salah, clutching the Quran in her hand, she passed away between Asr and Maghrib on Friday. So what a husna khatama, barakat of tilawat the Quran. You know, one alim said something ajeeb, which I normally mention it in my, when I give bayans in the khatma of Quran, See, when a person has a book, and you come to know that that person, normally when you read that book, you start loving that person. You start loving that person. Because you see, you're reading my book. I remember when Mufti Saeed Saab came here to Port Shepstone. Pardon Puri Rahmatullah Ali, he came to Shepstone. That time, we were in those in that small Jamaat Khana of ours, in our humble beginning. I said that, in our small Jamaat Khana, we missed the Jamaat Khana also. I said that, yeah, our small classroom that we had outside where we were having dars of hadith. So after it became Shaheen, the classroom, we even felt gham for that. The small classroom of ours. Everything has its humble beginnings. So when he came here, and he gave dars of Bukhari Sharif, and I remember he spoke about 2 hours or something like that, on that, on Kitabu Mawaqif Salah. He was making the khatam of Bukhari Sharif because he just finished the khatam in Deoband and he came here. So he gave us the same repeat of the khatam there. So after when he was leaving, I held his hand and we walked down from the musalla, we walked down a little bit and we took him to his vehicle. So quickly I pulled out his sharah of Bukhari. I held it in my hand. I told him, Hazrat, ye aapki kitab hai. This is your sharah of Bukhari. I make mutala of this kitab when I teach Bukhari. I tell you the smile that came on his face. And I said that, itne muskuraye uske baad, Hazrat. Main kaha ki Bukhari Sharif padhata hun, I teach Bukhari Sharif and Alhamdulillah, Hazrat, I'm using your sharah. I tell you, and I had the sharah in my hand actually, to show him this is your sharah. The radiance that came on his face, the muskurahat that came on his face, I can't explain it to you. Itne jump, yani, khush ho gaye, Hazrat. Ki dekho, this person taking out time to read my sharah on Bukhari. How happy he got. Huh? So normally, when you're reading the book or somebody else, you fall in love with the author over some time. What a beautiful book. But the Quran Kareem is ajeeb. When a person recites the Quran, then Allah falls in love with the reciter. Normally we fall in love with the author when we read the book. This is vice versa. Allah falls in love with the reciter. You're reading my book. Allahu Akbar. And in our day, how much time we spend to recite Quran? Let's ask ourselves honestly. We hardly recite Quran. Allah make us maaf. That's why me, I have a lot of respect. I see, mashallah, some of our musallis, after Isha, they don't leave. They sit here, they recite Quran Kareem. After they have a long work, they schedule, they come from their jobs, all that. But alhamdulillah, they got their ma'amul. I need to read my Quran. I need to learn my Quran. I respect those people. They're worthy of respect. Wallahi worthy of respect. Allah give us all tawfiq. Hold your Quran, keep it close to your heart. Clutch onto it. Don't let it go. That is the spiritual benefits of the tilawat of Quran. What about the physical benefits? So in the physical benefits, I just want to share this with you. One of my friends, one of my satis and my seniors, Mona Shavir Asmal Sahib, he posted this on our ulama group. How the Quran benefits your brain. That's the one. How does the Quran benefit you? Your brain. Number one, it reduces your stress hormones. Listening to a recitation of the Quran or reciting it yourself has been shown in studies to lower cortisol, the body's main stress hormone, calming the nervous system and protecting the brain. Sukoon naseeb hota hai. So you just go down. That stress, that tension, all that thing comes out when a person recites Quran. And then, this is what I found also very profoundly. I've seen it myself in my own life. I've seen many people who recite Quran a lot. It activates deep memory centers. The MRI scans show that the Quran recitation activates the hippocampus and prefrontal cortex, the parts of the brain responsible for memory, say front section here, focus and decision making. Those people that recite Quran Kareem, even in Arzul Umur, they don't lose their mind. They may lose their body also when they reach a late stage of their life. But you will find that their mind is still intact. Because whole life they recite Quran Kareem. Mujhe yaad padta hai, once I was in Bharuj, I had one relative. So they said, he's very, very sick. He's bedridden. Go and visit him. So I said, chalo, I am here. Let's go and visit him. So we went to visit. Ab wo bichare, he's on the bed, he's totally, you can see he can't control his bladder, he can't do nothing, right? He's in that condition, has no control over his body. But he's telling me, Hafiz Saab, make dua for me. Kuch par kar dam kar mere upar. Now he got no control over his body, but his man is 100% intact. And he's telling me, read something from me and blow on me. He lost his control over his body, but never lose control of his mind. His mind was still there. So that's the barakah of Quran al-Karim. There has been so many cases like that. Those people that recite Quran every day, Allah Ta'ala keeps that brain intact till the end. The brain doesn't go. The body may pack up, but not the brain. Number three, it improves neuroplasticity. The natural rhythmic flow of the Quran and the tajweed patterns engage both the left and right hemispheres of the brain, which supports neuroplasticity and protects the mind from age-related declines such as memory loss and Alzheimer's. You know Alzheimer's disease? One is dementia. As you get older, you start forgetting things. You get short-term memory loss, long-term memory loss. Quran Sharif, you cite, Allah will protect you from that. Alzheimer's disease, when you have Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, all these things here, Allah Ta'ala save us from. Because that's the barakah of Quran Kareem. This is your nerve center here. So the Quran has a direct impact with the nerve center. If this nerve center, Allah Ta'ala controls it, then the whole body remains okay. So as you get older, you won't suffer from dementia, you won't suffer from Parkinson's disease, inshallah, you won't suffer from Alzheimer's, inshallah. That's all the barakah of Quran Kareem. Reciting the Quran. Number four, it improves sleep. Now some people suffer from insomnia. Insomnia means when you can't sleep. Now some people have to take tablets to sleep. So he says Quran recitation before bed improves sleep, which is often the brain, when the brain detoxes and repairs. Better sleep leads to sharper memory and clear thinking. So people who are suffering from insomnia, they must make in their ma'amul to read some Quran before they sleep, inshallah. And I tell people also, read Durood Sharif. You read Durood Sharif, you see how Allah Ta'ala will send the sleep. Parte in your hand, there will be your tasbih, and your sleep will come away. Number five, it lowers the heart rate and blood pressure. Reciting Quran out loud leads to a measurable drop in blood pressure and heart rate, helping to preserve the brain health long term by improving blood flow. So it's good for your heart also. It's good for your brain also. And lastly, it lifts your mood and strengthens your emotional balance. Reciting the Quran or listening to it increases the levels of dopamine and serotonin in the brain, natural chemicals that boost your mood and protect against anxiety, depression, and brain fog. You can think clear when you recite Quran Kareem every day. Your brain comes right, you feel sukoon, you feel peace. That is why, you know, many people that are in jails, they're imprisoned for many, many years. One of the main things that happen to them in the jails, they lose their mind. Because imagine if you were in a small cell, and you are yourself, you in solitary confinement and all that. Now, the whole idea is to break you down, to break your brain down, to break you down, so you can collapse. At that time, it has been reported, many people have kept their sanity to the barakah of reciting Quran Kareem. Even if they were in jail for 30 years or 40 years, when they came out still okay. Some of them, they memorized the Quran inside the jail also. And some of them, they recite so much of Quran, that Quran Kareem kept their sanity. Even though they were under the greatest oppression also, they never lost their mind. The mind was intact. That's the barakah of Quran. So look at the benefit Allah has put in this great kalam. May Allah give you the tawfiq, me the tawfiq, and all of us the tawfiq of bringing tilawat alive in our houses, that will bring barakah in our houses. It increase our ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. It will increase our ta'zeem of the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by constant recitation of the Quran Kareem. May Allah accept his few words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq and everybody tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.